2022福建试题研究听力专项训练四。第一节，听下面五个句子，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图中选出与句子内容相符的选项，每个句子读两遍。
Number 1. Turn right and you'll see a bookstore.
Turn right and you'll see a bookstore.
Number 2. I'm old enough to go to school by myself.
I'm old enough to go to school by myself.
Number 3. That tall and thin man is Tom's uncle.
That tall and thin man is Tom's uncle.
Number 4. My father leaves home at 6:30 every morning.
My father leaves home at 6:30 every morning.
Number 5. It's dangerous for a child to swim alone.
It's dangerous for a child to swim alone.
第二节，听下面七段对话，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段对话，回答第六小题。
My favorite color is red. What about you?
I like yellow best, and purple is my lucky color.
My favorite color is red. What about you?
I like yellow best, and purple is my lucky color.
听第二段对话，回答第七小题。
It's raining heavily outside. Do you need an umbrella, Rose?
No, thanks. I bring my raincoat with me.
It's raining heavily outside. Do you need an umbrella, Rose?
No, thanks. I bring my raincoat with me.
听第三段对话，回答第八小题。
Whose hat is this? Is it George's, Tom?
No, it's Frank's. George doesn't like wearing hats.
Whose hat is this? Is it George's, Tom?
No, it's Frank's. George doesn't like wearing hats.
听第四段对话，回答第九小题。
Jack, do you usually play football on weekends?
No, I don't. I usually go fishing with my father on weekends. And you?
I like to play basketball. Jack, do you usually play football on weekends?
No, I don't. I usually go fishing with my father on weekends. And you?
I like to play basketball.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Hello, this is Mary. May I speak to Sophia, please?
I'm sorry, she has gone to the park to have a picnic. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, please. Could you tell her that we will have an interview in the TV station this afternoon?
Okay, I got it. Will you meet at the school?
No, and please tell her to meet me at 2 o'clock at the bus station.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Hello, this is Mary. May I speak to Sophia, please?
I'm sorry, she has gone to the park to have a picnic. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, please. Could you tell her that we will have an interview in the TV station this afternoon?
Okay, I got it. Will you meet at the school?
No, and please tell her to meet me at 2 o'clock at the bus station.
Hello, Helen. Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I like listening to music at night and playing tennis on weekends.
Sounds good. Whom do you practice with?
My neighbor, Lily. What's your favorite sport, David?
Ping pong. And I want to be a national player.
Wow, what a great dream. Whom do you practice with?
I play ping pong with my friend, James, every afternoon.
Come on, I hope your dream will come true.
Hello, Helen. Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I like listening to music at night and playing tennis on weekends.
Sounds good. Whom do you practice with?
My neighbor, Lily. What's your favorite sport, David?
Ping pong. And I want to be a national player.
Wow, what a great dream. Whom do you practice with?
I play ping pong with my friend, James, every afternoon.
Come on, I hope your dream will come true.
Hi, Lucy. What are you doing?
Hi, Dave. I'm putting my old books together for our school sale.
School sale? How often is it held?
Twice a year. To be exact, it is held once a term.
What can you sell at the activity?
Old clothes, old books, old toys, and so on.
That's great. I happen to have some old school things. I want to sell them.
Well, you can collect them together ahead of time and then take them to school that day.
Hi, Lucy. What are you doing?
Hi, Dave. I'm putting my old books together for our school sale.
School sale? How often is it held?
Twice a year. To be exact, it is held once a term.
What can you sell at the activity?
Old clothes, old books, old toys, and so on.
That's great. I happen to have some old school things. I want to sell them.
Well, you can collect them together ahead of time and then take them to school that day.
Hello,
boys and girls. May I have your attention, please? As we all know, Even the simplest everyday activity can make a difference to our planet. In order to protect the environment of our school, an English speech competition will be held. All the students must attend the competition on the afternoon of this Thursday. The competition is about how to build up a green school. It is a great chance to show yourselves. And I believe you can learn a lot from this meaningful speech. So if you're deeply interested in it, please sign up before Tuesday. The speakers should make a speech on the importance of protecting the environment of the school. Besides, the speakers should mention at least 3 ways of avoiding waste in our daily life. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Hello, boys and girls. May I have your attention, please? As we all know, even the simplest everyday activity can make a difference to our planet. In order to protect the environment of our school, an English speech competition will be held. All the students must attend the competition on the afternoon of this Thursday. The competition is about how to build up a green school. It is a great chance to show yourselves, and I believe you can learn a lot from this meaningful speech. So, if you're deeply interested in it, please sign up before Tuesday. The speakers should make a speech on the importance of protecting the environment of the school. Besides, the speakers should mention at least 3 ways of avoiding waste in our daily life. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Hello, boys and girls. May I have your attention, please? As we all know, even the simplest everyday activity can make a difference to our planet. In order to protect the environment of our school, an English speech competition will be held. All the students must attend the competition on the afternoon of this Thursday. The competition is about how to build up a green school. It is a great chance to show yourselves. And I believe you can learn a lot from this meaningful speech. So if you're deeply interested in it, please sign up before Tuesday. The speakers should make a speech on the importance of protecting the environment of the school. Besides, the speakers should mention at least 3 ways of avoiding waste in our daily life. That's all. Thanks for listening.